Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Bomb Radio Network. On blogtalkradio.com.
It's your man, Mr. B. Do you eye tap? Now it's your time. As you tune into the thought-provoking I Trust and Believe radio show, get it together. Let's get connected.
Wonderful evening, my fam. This is your host, Mr. B of the ITAB radio show. Once again, I trust and believe on this Trust Forward Thursday, and I'm so glad that you have an opportunity to be here with me this evening. December 1st, and I'm grateful for this year that's coming to a close pretty quickly. Before I go any further, let's go into a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, again, first of all, I'm so grateful and thankful that you have allowed and allowed me this time to be here with your dear people, that I may say something that, you know, say or play something that may encourage them to go even further, to do the things that you've requested and required of them. Father, I ask that you continue to bless me, that I may be that individual that, you know, draws individuals to you. I ask that you continue to lift me up as I attempt to lift those that are listening up, and just continue to bless us as a family, as a whole. I thank you for all the things that have transpired to us thus far, and I ask that you continue to be with us and bless us, Father, as we do your will in the way. All these blessings I ask in you. Amen. Again, this is your man, Mr. B, of the ITAB radio show, I Trust and Believe. Now it's your time. It's your time to be a part of this thought-provoking show, and I hope that you know, I've said something in the past, or that I'm saying something now that will help you to realize who you are and whose you are as an individual, as a sovereign individual in this land that we call Earth. Today's topic is get it together. Get it together. You know, make an impact. And what I said about impact, of course, I'm a brother that likes to use analogies or acronyms, you know, from words. And impact to me is I must press above cynical thoughts. Those negative thoughts, that's not me. I'm a very optimistic brother, you know, and I look beyond those pessimistic thoughts, and I don't want anyone putting the negativity upon me. Of course, we do need some negativity, again, to be charged or to stay grounded. As like I said, I use analogies, and I use analogies quite often about the car having to be grounded, or the negative charge has to take place in order for that vehicle to start, in order for the current to flow through those cables and through the electrical system. Well, that's the same thing with our life, but there's a point when you once you get motivated and you're moving, and once you get things together, you know, you know that you're connected actually to this realm that we're in, to this earth that we're part of. And so you want to have a mind frame and a mentality to do those things that you know, God has gifted unto you, that he's placed in your being. And so that's why I say, let's get it together. Let's get it together. Let's understand that we're here for a purpose, that we are one body here, although there are many members of a body, we have different members, you know, fingers, hands, and legs, and feet, and things, and your feet, and things of that nature. Each one of those have a different function. And so, you know, with us being a part of the body, you know, of this earth and of this world, you know, we all have our function. We all have a purpose. We all are passionate about something. Sometimes we don't know how to hone in on that purpose or that passion in order to move forward or forge forward. But if we, you know, just start relying on and allow our faith, you know, to speak to us, not allow circumstances to bombard us or keep us down, but allow faith you know, our faith in our most heavenly Father, our Creator, move past fear. You know, a lot of times we allow fear to stifle us. And so, we need to get it together. Don't allow fear, because the energy that you utilize when you're allowing fear to stagnate you, use that same energy to allow your faith to propel you where it is you need to be, or you should be, or you're supposed to be. You know, most of them take energy. Just whether you want to use that negative energy, that super negative energy, you know, of fear to stifle you and keep you in bondage, or whether you would like to use your faith, you know, and faith, it takes some action. It really does. You know, that's why I say make an impact. You can make an impact by having a great attitude. You can make an impact by having a positive attitude. You can make an impact by really honing in on what God has shown you, or you know, what it is you believe. You believe, you know, you don't let anybody stifle you again. Don't let anyone, you know, tell you what you should or shouldn't be doing. They don't know. God has gifted unto you. He's given you not the spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. And so allow that sound mind that you know that he's gifted unto you, allow your mind and allow your thoughts, you know, and your thinking, your way of thinking, to impress upon you what it is you should be doing and how you should move forward. And so, again, you know, I thank God for this opportunity to move along and again, be able to, you know, really hone in and capture the moment and capture what it is, you know, God is allowing me. And so we're going to go into song here real quick. I'm going to, you know, play a few songs and I'm going to talk a little bit. We're going to play a few songs again and speak a little bit on this dear Thrust Forward Thursday. Let's move forward. Let's go with it.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
I honestly grow insecure as I get older, cause even when you hot, there comes a day when you get colder. Comes a day when you slower, time is taking its toll. 45 on the back of the jersey upon your soul. I'm scared of letting go, I don't know what the future holds. My nightmares are having nightmares, I'm quite scared of what's right and fair. How I fare in eternity, will I hear well done when he turned to me? Will I hear you care too much about all this stuff that really don't matter? You chase the wind and you want it, got to the top of a 2-foot ladder. Capture all this mess, my heart was after. Will I end up empty-handed when I stand before my master? Did I master the mathematics of a passive disaster? Adding my selfish ambition, all the while subtracting what matters. I don't know. Couple times I couldn't back that up. Like when I ran from them vatos, scuffing up my zapatos, scared of losing my hide. I was so embarrassed inside. If I could go back in time, I would stand and say something like, I ain't never scared, never scared, never scared. I'm lying, I'm scared of these thoughts in my head. I'm scared of possibly pushing people right over the ledge. When I say I pledge allegiance to the struggle, then I turn around and buckle under stress and under pressure. Below my dresser that could teach my pain a lesson, but I'd rather not address it. Address is in depression. I'm scared if I confess it that you gon' look at me like I'm something less, and I'm such a mess.
Celui qui a peur d'admettre ses craintes est celui qui ne pourra pas les surmonter. On trouve la liberté dans la confession et la liberté dans la reconnaissance.
And it just so happens I'm wrestling with my status. I'm trying to see me like he do, not focusing on his madness. They count on me, count me out on the counter, they fear and doubt. Keep account of my wrongs, trying to keep me inside their house. Some just keep me
around, gotta wonder what that's about. Yeah, they wanna be politically correct, I suppose, but I'm comfortable in my skin while they just pretending they close. I'm scared of falling and failing in front of all of my foes, and I feel some friends are unfaithful, so I keep my small circle closed. I don't want no handouts or favors, no functional favors. I'ma tell that truth till it kill me, and I'm chilling with my creator. Jesus, 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 Jesus to all of my haters, for the ones who think I forgot them and the ones who won't let me stay. I ain't scared no more.
それに打ち勝つことはできないだろう。すべてを受け入れたその先に自由は存在し、恐怖は解き放たれる。
Peter 2 and 6, a pleasure for sure. So power to the chosen people. who at one point was viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, a royal priesthood. Hey. Said that you were
called out of the Jordan into the marvelous
world.
Do you know who you are?
This is Reverend Al C. Chris Jr., the pastor of the Latia Temple Church in beautiful Stop 6, and I listen to the BOM Radio Network. Yeah.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Lico Mac from Sagu Radio, and right now, you're tuned into I Trust and Believe with my boy, BL, right here on the BOM Radio Network.
Yeah, once again, good evening. I'm glad that you're here with me. This is your man, Mr. B, of the ITAB Radio Show, I Trust and Believe, on this Trust Forward Thursday, and now, you know what? It's your time, and I appreciate you again being here with me. Tonight's topic is get it together, make an impact. I must press above cynical thoughts. That's what impact is to me, for me, the I-M-P-A-C-T. I must press above cynical thoughts. I must press above those pessimistic thoughts. I must press above those negative thoughts. I must press above, you know, those things that will keep me down or that will hold me down. We need to continue to have, you know, an attitude of gratitude. And as I so often say, once you have an attitude of gratitude, it will determine your altitude. And your altitude is how you want to go. How do you want to go? I want to go to the sky's the limit, as I so often hear, you know, but I believe it's beyond that. You know, my mind frame or my mentality will take me wherever it is. I believe I could go. You know, God has given me, again, not the spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. And if he's given me sound mind and sound judgment, I'm able to break through those barriers. I'm able to conquer whatever it is that needs to be conquered. And so continue to have a great attitude. I spoke the other day, it's just something that God had placed on my heart. You know, the seven P's, you know, it was just something that I put down. You know, last month was November. As so eloquently coined by my man, Mr. Lico Mack there, of the Sagu Radio Show, Step Your Game Up. And so, no, K-N-O-W, no. What do I need to know? What do I want to know? And so, I coined seven P's, and I'm going to give them to you real quick. Seven P's, plan, passion, purpose, price, pressure, promise, and power. I'll give them to you again. The seven P's. As God placed them on my heart, you need to have a plan. Got to have a plan. You know, those who fail to plan, guess what? They plan on failing. And I don't want to fail at all. You know, I also talked about having a map. That's a massive action plan. A massive action plan on what God is, what you believe God is doing in your life and what he's wanting to do in your life. And who you could positively affect, you know, who could you could affect in this great, great time that we're going through. You know, I know it seems like perilous times. It seems like, you know, really bad times, but God has a plan for your life. Passion was the next one. Have a passion. You know, have a passion and a desire. As I said the other day, desire is basically in Latin means of the Father. Of the Father. What does your Father want you to do? You know, I know, you know, biologically I'm the father to my daughter, and I have, you know, a great desire for her and my son to do some great things in life, even much more than I'm doing now, which is not a whole lot, but, you know, I think that I'm doing at least something, and I'm working towards, you know, a goal, a common goal, because I have a passion for doing this, I have a passion for doing that. You have a passion. Whatever your passion is, lean on that. Plan on that. And then the next one was purpose. You know, God has purpose in your heart, that passion. Go after that passion, because each way, every one of us have a purpose, you know, and so we can, you know, we can go through this life and we can really get what we need to get with having that passion. And again, God has purpose in our life. Price. There's a price to pay. There is a price to pay whenever you're going after your passion. There's a price to pay whenever you're planning out some things. There's a price to pay because you have a passion. You're going to lose some things, and you're going to gain some things. You know, you're going to lose some intangible and gain some tangible, or lose some tangible things, things that you can touch, and gain some intangible things. God will gift unto you those desires that you have. You know, again, I say the desires are of the Father. And then pressure, of course. That's pressure. That's pressure in life. Life orchestrates pressure. We're going to have pressure in life. I've never read anywhere where it was going to be easy. Never. I've never read anywhere that this life was going to be easy. But it does, you know, come with, like I said, when you have when you put together a plan and have your passion and a purpose, and, of course, you're paying the price or whatever the case may be, I promise you, which is the next one, I promise you that things will work out. They will work out because God has not gifted unto you your desires and things to let you fail, you know, ultimately. You know, if he'll bring you to that situation, he'll definitely bring you through that situation or out of that situation into the next one. And the last but not least is power. You have the power to do anything. You have the power to do all things. Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And my Heavenly Father, he strengthens me. He gives me the strength to carry on. And so, again, I'm talking about getting it together. Get yourself together. This year is almost over. Today is December the 1st. December the 1st. So get it together, because you don't have too much longer for this year. And you want to, be able to say, you know, I can look back on this year and I made a great impact. I really did. Make an impact. I must press above cynical thoughts. Even if it's just, realizing that, hey, you know, I didn't do exactly what I wanted to do, but I did do some great things. I was able to accomplish this, that, and the other. You know, simple things, you know, and that's why I say you can have a checklist or a plan. Check those things off. And even if you didn't get to, you weren't able to accomplish those things, at least you're working towards those goals. At least you can go back over that list and refresh that list. Mark off those things that you had on that list that you may have already accomplished or right on the cusp of accomplishing. And mark those things off. And then, like I said, recycle that list or recommit yourself to that list, not just making resolutions, but recommitting yourself, you know, to what it is that God has placed on your heart and given unto you. And if you haven't made a list, make it now, because this is December the 1st. As I said again, 2016, make an impact. I must press above those pessimistic thoughts, those negative thoughts. Have compassion for yourself. Like I said last week, that's so ugly. Because it is. That's so ugly. You got to love yourself. You got to love yourself in spite of what you see. You got to love yourself in spite of those situations that may be bombarding you right now. You know, a lot of us, you know, we want to get this for this individual or this for that person. you know, during these holidays and things of that nature. And sometimes we're just not able to. We're just not able to. But you have the mind frame and the mentality to do those things for those folks. So don't beat yourself up too bad. You know, say, well, you know, I mean, you know, you never know what your Heavenly Father, the Creator, might, you know, gift unto you. And so if you would like to chime in on today's topic, get it together, make an impact with your man, Mr. B. I'm here on the ITAP radio show. Again, if you would like to chime in, the call-in number, of course, is 929-477-1094. And I see I got a caller right now, 6893. This is your man, Mr. B, and I'm about to come to you live on the ITAP radio show. Let's go.
Yo, what's up, fam? What's up, Mr. B? What's happening?
That's my man, Lico Mack, in the building.
Lico Mack represent, man. The city of Worth is in the building, man. Hey, I tell you what, man, you got a great topic, man. And, what you've been saying, I've been listening in. Of course, I'm at the JLB, man, for a little while, trying to make it do what it do. But I had to chime in, man, because I seen it posted on Facebook, and as I shared it, man, I know it's going to be a great topic. And I think you are what you're saying is right on point, man. You know, we can't worry about 2011, you know what I'm saying? I mean, 2016, you know. Yeah, it's here and it's still here, don't get me wrong, but those that's back there, if you've been in jail, if you've been locked up, or whatever the situation is, we can't dwell on those things. You know, we got to worry about today and from now on, you know, what we're going to do. How can you impact, you know, your city where you're at, your church, your job, wherever you're at, man, you got to figure out where your impact zone is and what you're going to do. Who are you going to collab with? Who are you going to be in a circle with to help, you know, because we can't do it by ourselves. You know, we have to have a team, which that's why I'm glad to have you on our team as well. You know, not even just every team, just the Bum Radio Network team, the Brotherhood team, man, just the community team, because what you're doing is awesome, man. And that's what I look at, man. I listen to and I just think about, man, how can I impact today? What can I do to impact today and from here and now on? So, you know, you just create ideas and find people with like minds and, man, you make it happen, man. You know, and that's what I feel about it. So don't get discouraged because, like I said, nothing ain't going to happen overnight. You know what I'm saying? You know, you just got to keep pushing, you know, and prayer is good. Nothing wrong with praying, but you got to put some action with those words. You know what I'm saying? It's for those who, you know, say pray about it, and that's cool. Praying is cool. Don't get me wrong, but you got to put some action. Faith without works is dead. You know, so just remember, you got to put some put that faith to work. You know what I'm saying? So, man, it's a great topic, and I hope somebody's out there listening. You know, either now or either later on, whenever. But I mean, you right on point with it, man. And like I said, man, you got to trust and believe that you can make a difference.
That's what that is, brother, man. And I'm so glad, again, all the things that you are offering in the community, brother. And I know we got things going on or coming up, brother. So if you could just for a few seconds speak on all the things that we got coming up, brother, to give us some dates and times and things that's going on right now, brother.
Okay. Well, I mean, just to speak on it, man, every Friday, man, if you're not busy, those who's not doing anything on Friday evenings, meet us at Aletheia Temple. 2700 Village Creek Road, 76105 in stop 6 at 7 o'clock, man. We have our what they call it. Anyway, we discuss things in the Bible, and we also just talk about, you know, black people in general, history, and a lot of great things we talk about and learn, you know, with Pastor Chris. That's every Friday at 7 p.m. On top of that, man, on the 10th, we got our brother Cecil, man, going to be talking about, going to have something at the building, Black Banks Green Investments, at 8 o'clock, and it's free breakfast, and it's going to be at, next to the stage, 4612 Granberry Road, 76133 in City of Worth. So like I said, again, that's Black Banks Green Investments, you know, coming up on the 10th of December. On the 17th, we're having game night at Next to the Stage from 7 p.m. to 12 midnight, and that's going to benefit Maroon 9 Sickle Cell Organization. It's $20 for the game bag, and you come out and just have a good time. Domino tournaments, spade tournaments, just slots, and just a good time, you know. So if you can, make it out there on the mark your calendars for the 17th, and we'll be at Next to the Stage doing that. On the 23rd, we'll have the we'll be doing a comedy show with M. Dot White. We'll be at Next to the Stage with that as well. 4612 Granberry Road, and that's gonna be we just keep stay posted on Facebook for that one because we're working on the flyer and everything now to get that done. 2017, man, we got some great things going on with that as well, man. Coming up, you know, Maroon 9 Super Bowl party, which is on Super Bowl, you know, the day of the Super Bowl, and Next to the Stage. What else? The March 18th. We're heading to Tulsa, Oklahoma, man, to see the original Black Wall Street where it stood at. So we're looking for people to go on that as well. So we'll be having places for you to sign up for that. We have 52 seats available. It's going to be I think it's going to be $35 a seat, but that's including food as well. So that's including food as well. And that's on the March 18th. And then also we have last but not least we got. April the 1st is the kickoff, the grand opening of Black Wall Street Marketplace. So we'll be doing that in 2017. So you want to get if you're a vendor, you know, and you'd like to get a spot at the Black at the Marketplace, man, we'd love to have you. Check out Cecil on the 10th and at Next to the Stage, and we can get you signed up there or just stay posted to Facebook, man. You know, just stay posted to Facebook. Look me up, Angelico McKinney, Cecil Collier. Ramallis Brumfield, you know, and if you're a black business, also sign your business up at legacynetwork.biz, legacynetwork.biz, and we can, you know, we can also find you there as well. But we love to have you, man, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to spit that out a little bit. Just a lot going on, man, but I'm glad you're involved, brother, and hope to see you on Friday, getting it in, man, with Pastor, and you know, we always have a good time. Doing that as well, man. You know, talking about all that great stuff.
Wonderful, wonderful, brother. Again, I'm so great, elated to have my man of the Sagu Radio Show, Mr. Lico Mack, is in the building, and he has so much going down and going on, and we're going to continue to keep networking and continue to build each other up and build our community up. And again, I'm so grateful for all that he's doing in the community. Amongst the community, so stay posted to Facebook, stay posted to Twitter, stay posted to Instagram, stay posted, just stay posted. You guys stay posted because we're doing some major things, and I'm glad, again, my brother, my dear brother, and fam, Mr. Lico Mack, again, is in the building, and so we're going to continue to kick this thing off, and we're getting it together. As I said tonight, we're going to get it together, and we're going to make an impact. And so now, boys, we got to pay some bills around here, but once we pay those bills, we're gonna listen to a few songs, and I'm gonna come back. And if you're still around, brother, then we'll close it out with you. But right now, like I said, I'm getting ready to pay a few bills real quick, and we're gonna make it do what it do.
All right, champ.
If you or someone you know is dealing with sickle cell trait or the sickle cell disease, please give Maroon 9 a call at 817-797-2526 or visit the website at www.maroon9sickacell.org. It's your boy Lico Mack of the Sagu Radio Show, and I'm here to talk about the Next to the Stage Premier Event Complex, which is located at 4612 Granberry Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76133. So do you need a spacious, affordable spot for your next event or meeting? Well, this is it. To schedule a tour or a booking, please contact 817-797-2526 or visit www.nexttothestage.com and tell them Lico Mack sent you. They'll treat you right.
Didn't even wanna admit it to yourself. from 15 years of holding the pain, and now you only have yourself to blame if you continue to live this way.
Get it together.
You wanna heal your body.
Get it together.
You have to heal your heart. Whatsoever. Future ahead of me, that's what they say. I'd be starving if I ate all the lies they fed. 'Cause I've been redeemed from your anguish and pain. A miracle child, I'm floating on a cloud. 'Cause the words that come from your mouth, you're the first to hear. Speak words of beauty.
It's your man, Mr. B. Do you eye tap? Now it's your time. As you tune into the thought-provoking I Trust and Believe radio show, get it together. Let's get connected.
Wow, it's your man, Mr. B, back again on this Thrust Forward Thursday of the I Tap radio show, I Trust and Believe. And what you just heard, you heard it, get it together. Get it together. Let's make an impact. I must press above cynical thoughts. You heard what she said. She said, I'll be starving if I ate all your lies. Not my lies, but your lies. So I'm not listening to the lies. She's a miracle child. I'm a miracle child here, you guys. we're all miracle children, because if truth be told, if we realize that, you know, we've come through certain circumstances and through this year, we've made it thus far, you know, through all the situations that have been placed upon us, we can know that we're miracle children. And so it's not about what others think about you, but what do you think of yourself? You know, you got to have the heart. You got to have the heart. You heard what she said in the song. She said, the ugly duckling became a swan. What did I talk about last week? That's so ugly. That's so ugly. Because you got to, even she realizes, you got to love yourself. That ugly duckling, you know, that analogy of the ugly duckling became a swan. And a swan is supposed to be beauty and all this kind of stuff. And so, you know, and you heard from my man Lico Mack, again, of the Sagu Radio Show. And, of course, Step Your Game Up. And then you heard, you haven't heard from, but my sister, of course, she comes on Monday evening from 6 to 8 p.m., from 6 to 8 p.m., Miss KKK, the answer is you. And then, of course, I come in along right behind them, you know, with I Trust and Believe, because we have to trust and believe. Once you step your game up, once you realize that the answer is you, you can trust and believe. And so we realize that, you know, we can make an impact. We can make an impact. Get it together. Get your thoughts together. Get your mind together. Get your heart together. Get it together, because, you know, I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. You know, I think about it. What do you say, night and day? Whatever the case may be. But anyway. So,
bet your wings and fly.
That's what
away.
That is. Yes, man. Spread your wings and fly.
Bro.
And so it's about a mind frame. It's about having a mentality and a mind frame to do whatever His will is. So impress upon yourself to make an impact. So let's get it together. You know, these last few weeks of the year, let's get it together, because that's what it is. You know, let's make an impact. Again, I say this is a personal thing. I'm making it personal. I must press above cynical thoughts. What are you cynical? What this man talking about? I'm talking about those pessimistic thoughts. I'm talking about those thoughts of you know, taking somebody out and doing some harm to somebody, or you know, just some ignorance or stupidity. Because we're more than that. We're kings and queens. We are God's people, and He wants us to trust and believe that all things work together for the good that love Him. And so we have to get it together. And so that's the topic for this evening. If you'd like to chime in, press the number one. Again, get it together. Let's make an impact, because I must press above cynical thoughts. I must move beyond those pessimistic thoughts. I must move beyond, you know, the norm, because we're well above the norm. And again, I told you about the 7 P's, and I'm going to continue. For the rest of this month, I'm going to continue to press upon you those 7 P's. Plan something. Have a plan out your. Write those things down that you want to accomplish, that you would like to do, or that you know you believe that you've already accomplished. Even if you've accomplished them, even this year, even if they were just yesterday, or, you know, a few hours ago, whatever the case may be. Write those things down, you know. But have some great plans. Have some bigger plans than those minute plans that other people want to impress upon you, because you have some great dreams. You have some great vision. Mm-hmm. And so put those down on paper. You know, plan, passion, have a purpose. Of course, you're going to pay a price. You're going to have some little pressure. Sometimes the pressure makes you do those things, because the pressure of dysfunction and being disenfranchised, it'll make you get up and do some work. And that's what normally we don't like to do it, but you have the faith. Move out of that fear stage, because they use the energy. Actually, when you fear, when you're afraid, and when you're scared of something, you use even more energy. They say it takes more energy to frown than it does to smile. And I can agree with that, because your face is all wrinkled up. You look like you've been sucking on sour lemons and all kind of crazy madness. But you can smile, and you will use less muscles in your face. Plus, it'll do something else for you. Your heart and your heartbeat will function more properly. You'll be able to function a lot better. You'll be able to breathe, you know, a little better. And so, promise and then power. I promise you that God won't leave you nor forsake you. He won't allow anything to come take you out, you know. and so you have the power. If there's not anything else, what I'm going to do now is go and play another song or two, and then we're going to end this out, you know, with a few words of encouragement from a brother, either my Uncle Mac or any of the other callers that would like to chime in on this. So let's get this, let's get it together. Let's get it together. Where is it? My bad. Let's get it. Well, here we go.
When you see me, I'm moving, walking.
It's your man, Mr. B. Do you I tap? Now it's your time. As you tune into the thought-provoking I Trust and Believe radio show, get it together. Let's get connected.
Once again, good evening. This is your man, Mr. B, of the ITAP radio show, I Trust and Believe, on this Trust Forward Thursday. And again, now it's your time. And we're back again. The topic for this evening was Get It Together. Let's make an impact. I must press above cynical thoughts. I must press above those pessimistic thoughts. I must press above those negative thoughts. And so we've had some tantalizing conversation, as I will put it, you know, this evening. And you just heard what the brother Madly Music said. I'm moving forward. Ain't nobody got time for all that negativity. Ain't nobody got time for all that pessimistic thoughts, you know, that negative thoughts. I'm moving forward. So that's what I'm about. That's what, you know, the station is about. That's what we're about as a people. We're about moving forward, getting it together, again, making an impact. And so if you would like to chime in on tonight's topic about getting it together, making an impact, press the number one. Again, press the number one, and we will come to you. Again, I'm so grateful, again, for being on. My man, Mr. Lico Mack, is still in the building. Mr. Lico Mack, you got anything to say right now, brother?
Well, brother, like I say, man, you said it all, but it was a great show, and just the positivity, man, that's brung to the station, man, is off the chain, man. I mean, like I say, we have enough negative things going on around us that we need some positive, man, and I'm glad that we have a family here at the Bomb Radio Network that believe in positivity and the power of, you know, of impact in our community. You know what I'm saying? That we can, but we have a voice here, man, you know, and we are heard, you know, by a lot of people, and it's a great thing. And I'm just glad that you came up with this topic, man, because it's the time is now for it, man, you know. And I also want to let people know, coming up on my show in January, man, we're going to be with Sister Asha Fire on the show on Sundays, man, the whole month of January. And we're going to be talking about lifting the veil. We did that series earlier this year. And it's just talking about just black prevalence through the Bible and just in general, just a lot of history. And she's great teaching that, man. So for all those that like to that would like to learn about something like that, or been curious about, you know, history and a lot of things like that, you can definitely listen to the show during the month of January 2017 on Sundays at 8 o'clock as she presents the Lifting the Veil series. And also, again, we want to invite you out on Friday nights with Pastor Chris. And if you like to, you know, like to get your history on and get your knowledge up, you know what I'm saying? We all working on it. So, man, great topic tonight, man. You're doing a wonderful job, man. Keep doing your thing in the community and everything, man. Touching and blessing lives, man. You're doing an awesome job, brother.
Appreciate it. You too. I do see some other callers on. First, number one, if you would like to chime in on today's topic, get it together. We got a few more minutes left in the show. Get it together, and here we go, Miss 404. I believe I know who it is. 445, Miss KKK.
Hey, family.
What's
How
up,
you
what's
doing?
Up, pal?
Yes, good job, as always, man. You know how it go. I got two things, and I know we're cutting down to the end of the draw, but look. On the topic that you're speaking on and you're saying, you know, get all that negativity out of you, you know, I'm going to beat you up or I'm going to get with you the negative thoughts. But see, if you have a hard time getting rid of that, Miss K can fix you up some oil for that. You know, we're going to balance you out and we're going to motivate you and then we're going to put some cheer and joy in you. So if you have problems, so people do have problems dealing with reality and, you know, and getting rid of what they used to dealing with, people, you know, hey, sometimes people need medication to straighten their mind out when they want to fight anybody or, you know, is nothing positive coming out of their mouth or, you know, because that right there lets you know it's a problem. So Miss K can fix you up. You know, contact Miss K at 817-566-4555. I would sit down and speak with you because we need to get rid of this negativity. Or I'm going to kill you, or you know, just walking around mad, you know, at the people. And that's not going to happen overnight, you know. But I can get you started, and I can teach you how to love yourself again, see. That's what I can do for you with these oils. So contact Miss K. You know, you're having a hard time separating the truth from reality because at the end of the day, it's going to be a consequence, whether good or bad, every day. So whichever one you choose, you know there's going to be a conclusion to it all. It's going to be a consequence. So make sure, you know, what you do. And if you have problems doing that, call Miss Kay. Again, 817-566-4555. I have some essential oils, and believe me, they work. And, I want to go on to black business. I want to go back with the black businesses. You know, tomorrow is Friday, and a black-owned business by the name of Lynzette over here off of Brentwood Stair. She's a caterer. She caters, and she's a catering company, and she bakes. So what she's going to do tomorrow, it's going to be every Friday. It's called Catfish Catch. And she's going to have red beans and rice, hush puppies, fries and coleslaw every Friday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And give her a call at 682-301-1255. Again, Lynzette is off of Brentwood Stair in Fort Worth. And her Friday menu is Catfish Catch. It will consist of red beans and rice, hush puppies, french fries, coleslaw, and it's from 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. The number again is 682-301-1255. Let's trade with our black businesses. You know, she's a black-owned business lady. Let's go in there and show her we care. And when you go in there, let her know that Miss K sent you from the Answer Is You show. So when you hear this, when you go, let's go help her out. You know, she's been in business for years, so she's trying to do, you know, like the pop-up thing, she say. I don't know what that means, but I guess she just pop up when she wants to. But she has food for us, and let's hold her hand and let her know she's not alone, and us as people, we will be there to do what we can to bring people in and to help her celebrate her grand opening. So, again, when you talk to her, let her know that Ms. K from the Answer Is You radio show sent you. So the number again is 682-301-1255, and you can place your order before you get there. That's why I'm giving you the phone number.
Absolutely.
Okay, next.
Wonderful.
And
so go ahead. I just heard it from Ms. KKK. You heard it from her. Make sure that you do it. Make sure you do that thing because we are in the community. We are doing what we got to do for our community. And Ms. K, those all do work. And so I appreciate you and all that you're doing and continue. And her show is on again on Monday from 6 to 8. The answer is you. And my boy, Mr. Lico Max, of course, is on Sundays. And his show, of course, Step Your Game Up. And these Thursdays, again, from 7, normally 7 to 9. I trust and believe. And we're going to go out like this. We're going to do it the boss way. So thank you again, Ms. K, for being here and giving us the information and continue to do what you do in the community. Let's go.
Let's go.
Boss. Everything I do.
Boss.
Everything I do,
boss.
Everything I do, I do it in a boss way. Yeah, blessing never saving souls. You know the Lord, He made me whole. Worshiping Him till I'm old. When it comes to worshiping Him, I'm a pro. Change the world like a boss. I remember I was lost. Now I'm found because of Jesus Christ paid everything on the cross. Now I walk like a boss. Now I pray like a boss. Now I live like a boss. Pay for everything and give like a boss.
ain't telling you to do it. Just respect what it is. When the Holy Ghost hit him, a room full of goons holding back this.
I do. I do it in no boss way. Everything I do.